Heather Hodges directs the Gullah Geechee Cultural Heritage Corridor Commission. The organization has been working to get freedom from slavery recognized on New Year's, something she says has been lost over the years.
What we sometimes call Freedom's Eve or New Year's Eve, African American churches, Gullah churches throughout the corridor have celebrated what is now known as Watch Night. But on December 31st, 1862, the Watch Night was particularly historic and meaningful because on January 1st, 1863, the Emancipation Proclamation went into effect.
The Gullah Geechee Corridor covers parts of North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, and Florida. It's where many people live who are
the direct descendants of the West Indians and Central Africans who were enslaved and brought to the Lowcountry primarily to work on rice plantations.
Hodges says around 50 churches in the Gullah Corridor have signed on to incorporate the Emancipation Proclamation into their Watch Night services, including five in Jacksonville.
There are some that are actually going to do skits reenacting what happened on Freedom's Eve. There are some that will read the Emancipation Proclamation.
In addition, Edward Waters College is hosting an Emancipation Proclamation Day service on New Year's Day. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.